You are listening to the Effective Statistician Podcast, a weekly podcast with Alexander Schacht and Benjamin Pieske, designed to help you reach your potential, lead great science, and serve patients without becoming overwhelmed by work. Today, I'm talking with the organizers of a yearly virtual summer academy for statisticians, Duty and Kiki. Stay tuned for this really, really great interview. How do you feel if you're sitting in a room with lots of other colleagues, but all of these are not statisticians? Maybe it's a big project meeting and there's a lot of more senior people than you. Are you afraid of speaking up? Do you think you can't really convince them of your ideas? Maybe you have a really, really good idea to improve the study, but you think you'll not be listened to. Or maybe you try to convince the others, but you completely fail. And then you're pretty demotivated, dissatisfied with yourself. This is really about leadership skills. And if I was in these situations, I invested in my leadership skills. And I learned it over a long, long period, so to say, the hard way. You can do that, of course, yourself as well. Or you can speed up your understanding of leadership by joining the Effective Statistician Leadership Program. Head over to the homepage, theeffectivestatistician.com, and look for more of the details. Learn about what it will bring to you. A framework for understanding leadership for yourself so that you can continuously learn more about becoming a great leader at work. I'm producing this podcast in association with PSI, a community dedicated to leading and promoting the use of statistics within the healthcare industry for the benefit of patients. Join PSI today to further develop your statistical capabilities with the access to the video on demand content library, free registration to all PSI webinars, and much, much more. Head over to the PSI website at psiweb.org to learn more about PSI activities and become a PSI member today. Welcome to another episode, and today I have two guests here, Kiki and Duty, who are both from Boehringer Ingelheim, companies that I have also worked with. And yeah, we are talking about a really great program that they have started together to help statisticians. But before we go into that, maybe you can first introduce yourself, and maybe we start with Kiki.
Here. My name is Kiki Den. I'm currently working in Boehringer Ingelheim as a methodology statistician. I joined BI long time ago, since 2009, and then I was working on trials and projects as a statistician. And then later on in 2016, we established the new group in BI Global Statistics called Methodology Group. Then I was lucky to be one of the starters there in that group, and now it has grown quite a bit. And Duty is also one of the members in that group right now. So very glad to be here and talking to you about this wonderful program we work with UCOM. Yep.
Yeah. And Duty, maybe you can introduce yourself as well.
Yeah, certainly, Alexander. Hi, listeners, audience. My name is Duty. It's really glad to be back here again for another episode. Excited to share with you guys, Kiki, and my journey while we co-founded the Econ Summer Academy. But first, let me introduce myself. So I also work in BI now for 5.5 years. I started as a project statistician working in oncology trials, but now my focus has more shifted to central nervous system diseases, so mental health studies. And I'm also part of the global methodology team here at BI since 2019. And super excited to be here with Kiki, who is also my mentor. And that's it. Yeah, so let's talk about it.
Yeah. So let's start about this Statistics Academy that you founded. Yeah, what is this about and why did you actually start it?
That's a great question. Kiki, do you want to go first?
Maybe I will start with a little background that we are actually missing a very important person here today, who is Professor Minghui Chen from UConn Statistics Department. Actually, I think the idea started in a conversation we have with Professor Chen, and we were wondering for the education of the students in statistics, a lot of them choose pharmaceutical statistics as their career after they graduate. However, definitely in terms of the coursework they learned at school from statistics versus the skills that's required to be working in this industry have some gap there. Also, I think the opportunity for them to close that gap usually is to have a sort of summer internship, something like that. But that kind of opportunity is usually limited. Mm-hmm. So this is where we started to have the idea that can we offer some program to the students that can cover broader range of the students and also offer them to get a chance to know what we do in the industry. So that's basically the idea. Duti, please also add in your thinking about it.
Yeah, I was going to basically add my two cents. So remember, this started 3 years ago. And I have been working for just 2 years at that point in the industry. And I was really experiencing firsthand what is this gap. Because you learn about designs, you never really learn about adaptive designs or Bayesian designs. And then you're thrown headfirst into this pool. You're like, now you design this. But then, you know, you have to go through this very steep learning curve. And you know, in that conversation with Ming brought this up that, you know, what could we do for students to make my students better prepared for the world they are going to face as soon as they get into a job? And then we were like, oh yeah, things that they need to know. And we were like, oh, why don't we put it down? And that became the curriculum, like a very first rough draft of a curriculum. And then, you know, we never looked back from that stage. We initially were kind of skeptical, thinking that whether this should be valuable or not. But based on the feedback we received from students, there was really no stopping after that.
Yeah, well, and just the evidence that you're running it for 3 years now already speaks to itself in terms of the success. When you were thinking about kind of your ideal participant or student in this university academy, what was in your mind for that?
I can go first. So basically, this is a really interesting question, Alexander, because, you know, we didn't want to just make it open for everybody. Rather, the idea would be, please come to us if you're interested to learn more. And I think in the process of learning, that's very important, right? You are being asked to do something as opposed to you're interested in doing something is a very different story. Mm-hmm. So basically, the first year, for the first 2 years, this program was only open to UConn students in the Department of Statistics. And the way we did it was we send out this invite saying that, okay, we are now open. This is tentatively the course offering. If you're interested, please submit an application. Mm-hmm. And then we left the vetting process off to Ming because they were Ming students and Ming knew them the best. Okay. That's how that basically progressed. Kiki, you want to add something?
Just also one point from my side that because there are different levels of students as well, even within statistics, there are undergraduate, there are master students, and there are PhD students. Definitely, if we talk about courses, it need to be designed in corresponding to their own level and experience. So when we design this course, I think we have also the master students as our first target. And for the undergraduate students and also the PhD students, I think the coursework is general enough for them to also feel interested because a lot of them are general thinkings in pharmaceutical statistics. So it doesn't require necessarily require a lot of a technical math materials. So I think the course itself is general enough for all level of students, but we do struggle a little bit in terms of giving out the assignment and the projects, because that one is need to be a little bit more adaptive. So we also learn our lessons along the way and gradually improving the coursework and the projects that's fit for different levels. And last year, I believe we have designed three packages of different project so that I think all the levels will feel right in for their own projects. So basically.
How is the academy delivered? It's a mix of hands-on work on projects as well as tutorials?
Right. So basically, last year was different. The couple of years before that, it was in person for the first 3 days, in fact. So the students would visit BI campus. They would get to basically have that also the soft skill component development where they would like network with each other, get to know people or professionals who are working not only in statistics, but also beyond. So we had this really interesting panel designed to get them to speak to regulators, the regulatory people, the clinical people, the clinops people. So basically just overall giving them an idea that, okay, what do your statistician do? Not just hear it from a statistician, but also hear it from people who work with statisticians and what is the expectation, and they can interact with those people and ask questions. But last year, things dramatically changed because of COVID, because we started by saying, okay, this is going to be just like year three of the same thing. And then we were like, could we even have this? And then we were like, why not? Let's try it. And essentially we came virtual. And I think that's where our scope really broadened to. So now, you know, we argued that, well, this is everything is virtual. So what is stopping us from opening this up for, everybody outside UConn?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's when we saw this explosive growth of number of people who are applying. Like we went from 25 students to 37 students to 150 plus students.
Wow.
And that was a huge jump for us.
Okay. So, wow. So how did you manage then to kind of set things up in a virtual setting?
I think a lot of credit goes to UConn for lending volunteers and all those kids who basically signed up for it. They got to be the part of the academy, but in return, they also delivered a lot. There were basically student volunteers in every session trying to make sure the technical difficulties are addressed. Not to say that we didn't have that many technical difficulties, to be honest. UConn were responsible primarily for coordinating and setting up the virtual meetings, simply because we had five other companies with us, not just BI, who were participating in it. So basically, we didn't want every company to come with their own systems and confuse the students. Rather, you know, UConn have this own synchronization where everyone else logs in.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I also want to add that I think the program can run also thanks to a lot of volunteers from BI statistics as well. I think we generally have about 15 volunteers within BI BDS, actually, I should say BDS, the whole BDS biometrics and data science department. Because even if we design the program in the end, we also rely on the volunteer instructors to deliver the program. For BI, we have a 2 full-day instructions at the start of the academy, and it covers from the panel meetings with different functions involved. And we also invite people outside statistics to come, as Tuti mentioned. And then after that, we have tutorials sort of to give people instructions, for example, using case studies of one compound, a real compound. and how this drug goes through. And then we design homeworks for them to work on the simulated data set. And we also give them the other side of the story where the data managers and also the programmings come to help in the whole process. So it's really a comprehensive package in these 2 days. And we rely on those volunteers from BI to deliver it. So combined with what Duti said, we do have a lot of volunteers either from UCOM and BI to work on and help us on it. That's how we can deliver this.
Awesome.
Just to put it into perspective, Alexander, like for 150 students last year, we had over 50 volunteers, students and professionals combined across 6 pharmaceutical companies and then university. So without those people, we certainly wouldn't reach where we are.
Did we mention that besides BI, actually, there are some other companies joining as well?
And I saw that all these companies are also listed on your homepage, which I will put a link to in the show notes. So just head over to theeffectivestatistician.com. Search for Kiki Deng and Duti Roy, and you'll find this episode. Oi. If you're listening at the moment, directly after it's released, it's one of the recent ones. So yeah, in terms of the academy, so now it's, will it stay virtual? Now that you had so much success with, 150 people signing up in this virtual environment?
I think right now we are still debating this. I definitely am a big fan of virtual meetings, especially because I think it allowed so many students from all over United States to join, even with different time zones. And we even had students from other countries like Israel or India. So I'm from India myself. I feel very happy that, my juniors could have an opportunity to also attend programs like this. And the other fact is, we also recognize there is a, meeting people face to face as a special, special thing, right? Because the students don't get an opportunity to meet people like us every day or talk to us. So we are more leaning towards right now an hybrid version. Okay. So there could be some face to face component, but I think I am a very strong proponent of keeping most of the learnings and the exercise virtual. Kiki, what do you think?
Yeah, for this year, because of the pandemic, I think it's unclear what's going to be exactly the format. But one thing we are more certain is this will run, and maybe in a little bit more formal fashion that we got some update from Professor Chen from the department that it may be formally integrated as a one course with potentially credit from UCOM. So once we got more information, we are going to update on the website just to keep an eye on that if you're interested.
Yeah, and that's a nice thing about links. They always point to the right direction if the source file is updated.
I think the best part of this effort is also that there's so many people came together to volunteer their time so that the students can get this for free. They're not really, we're not charging anyone any money to basically come and attend this. And I was just thinking back, especially after like last year's experience with so many virtual students from other countries. I mean, even if you charge like $400, $500 for a course like this for a student here, it might not sound like too much. However, for a student in India, that's going to be an enormous cost, which probably they will not be able to afford at that time. So it really makes me happy to be a part of an initiative, which is providing access to education and knowledge without charging people huge amount of money, which is quite common. Right. So education is not cheap. We all know that.
Yeah, completely agree. And it's great that, lots of the different companies help you with providing time here, especially, of course, Boehringer, where you both come from, that helped to set this up. That's really, really nice side about lots of the different pharma companies that they help and even, you know, encourage their people to help in these kind of community projects where there's a lot of benefit for our society.
Basically, like the students get a free show of what these companies are doing, what are they working on, you know, what are the interesting statistical topics that they can apply. You know, basically, it's a win-win situation for both the companies in terms of talent management, recruitment, and also for the students who just get to meet so many different individuals, you know, in so many different companies.
Mm-hmm. How long does the program run? So how long is the academy?
We started with 3 weeks, but this we got the feedback from the students that it might be a little too long in a summer vacation, you know. So and in also in terms of the content, we feel there might be some benefit to make it tighter so that the student can concentrate within that shorter period of time. So currently the program stays as 2 weeks, and that seems to work in pretty well for the past 2 years.
We take feedback super seriously. I mean, if you are a part of the summer academy, we will bug you until we hear from you. Basically, that's sort of like our give and take, how it works. And we are doing a lot for you. We are happy you're here, but excuse me, what do you think of the program after you're done? And because of those feedbacks, like Kiki mentioned, I know we basically got told that 3 weeks is way too much, way too intensive. Our heads are swimming after some time. So we were like, okay, let's calm down and, you know, bottle it up in a little bit more precise content, and then we are down to 2 weeks.
Okay. Yeah. And I guess it's also quite intense for you to deliver over that period of time. And but I think it's also a great experience to work together in such a, you know, dedicated time and a focused time, and then have a really kind of digital community there.
I mean, Kiki and I both feel like going on a vacation right after the academy. So it's a lot of work.
Yep.
So in terms of what are your personal learnings from you know, creating this academy? What have you personally took away from doing that and investing time in that?
Maybe I can start. So from my side, I feel it's so fulfilling to have this experience. I mean, seeing a need from the student and trying to design something to fit the need, and then gradually improve that and hear the feedbacks from the students, this really make a difference in their career. We do have some students mentioned that they don't know much about it before about the pharmaceutical statistics industry before the academy, and after that this almost becomes what they want to do after they graduate. To just to have that knowledge that some people change their career even because of this is just such an amazing experience. So that's what I was thinking from my side.
And Judy?
I think my learnings are similar to Kiki. I think in the survey after the academy is over, we ask people this question: how likely, you know, are you going to join pharma industry? And I see there is a large proportion of people who end up getting inspired and basically get their feet, you know, into this clinical statistics, biostatistics world, which is super exciting. And simultaneously, we also see another smaller proportion of people say, no, this is not what I want to do. And I think that is just as equally important. Because I feel like, sure, you can figure out what you love, that's awesome, but what you don't like is also a question. Oftentimes that people get hounded, right? So back in my, when I was a student, I was always thinking, oh, I never tried that, I never tried this. And this just gives people an opportunity to basically, you know, try something and then decide, okay, informed decision that no, I don't like doing this. So that was one takeaway. And the other one is really operational. I guess I never realized how much work it would be, because I'm a person who people who know me, they know that I get very excited with these kind of ideas. I'm like, yeah, this is totally cool. Let's do it. And then comes the legal challenges, right? So for months and months, you are pursuing and doing back and forth about legal contracts. And sometimes I would just go to Kiki and say, ah, Kiki, half my hair has turned gray over this. So I think like it also brings to focus the work that goes behind, you know, I really appreciated Kiki's question to you, Alexander, when she was asking how you got started. I think that you made it sound easy, but I don't think it's that straightforward. It takes a lot of work and dedication and prioritization to make something like this work at a scale. And I think that was also something I took away.
Yeah, yes, that refers to the pre-recording discussions why I started this podcast and how I started this podcast. Yeah, it's of course, in hindsight, a couple of years ago, yeah, now it appears doesn't so much of work, but of course, you know, setting up a homepage and did lots of things myself and yeah, spent some time on YouTube to figure things out.
For sure. I feel like it just makes you cognizant that next time someone comes up with a proposal, you can make a better commitment and a decision based on, okay, I know how much time this will take. It's not as simple as saying, oh, yeah, of course, let's just like put it down on a Microsoft Word what exactly we are going to be talking about. It's a lot of other things, too.
Yeah.
So again, a special thanks to all the volunteers who help us. And we have got mostly repeat volunteers, too. So we have these loyal people who always would help us, and we know we can count on them. And that really makes it easier for us, especially as years go by. You know, every next year becomes slightly easier, and it's always because of these people who we can know we can count on. And I know Kiki mentioned Ming, but this other person who we have to mention in this relation is Dr. Dacheng Liu. He is the head of statistics in US. BDS, and he's really been an awesome supporter and an encourager for this. Like we just went to him, and Kiki was like, yeah, Dacheng, can we do this? And he didn't even like take 5 minutes. He was like, yeah, sure, let's do it. And that was a lot of commitment, basically, because, you know, we are essentially asking 5 other statisticians to join us, teach a course, and they need their preparation time. So it's all comes down to resource. And we always got that support from him.
That is really, really good. I think this is, for me, also one of the takeaways is if you have this kind of idea and you have a passion for it and you have the stamina to go through all the challenges that you haven't foreseen, then you can create something really, really amazing. And that you have now in just 1 year, despite the pandemic, more than 150 students, a couple of different companies and you know, lots of well-known companies in there. I think sets you up for success for 2021 and the next years. And so I hope, you know, based on this podcast, you get a lot of more students, but also a lot of more volunteers and maybe other companies that want to help you to grow this academy so that for this year and for the next year, there's many more students that in North America, but also around the world can benefit from this awesome academy. And yeah, hopefully then find their passion for medical statistics and statistics in the pharmaceutical industry. So thanks so much for that. Any final thought about what you want to give the listeners as a takeaway? Kiki, what do you
go
think?
First.
First of all, thank you for listening. I think from my side, people like Duty and others who know me knows that I have a great passion in pharmaceutical statistics or medical statistics. I really find this profession fascinating. I know with the current world, it's very difficult for the students, but I think there are many people who are trying very hard to hopefully offer different kind of opportunities for the students. So I really hope this academy will be also part of that to help everybody in this difficult time.
I think from my side, I will say that to all those naysayers who say that, you know, clinical statistics is routine and boring, that's completely untrue. That is because either most people who say that have not been a part of the industry themselves or have not tried to make it interesting. I think I can fully support the idea. If you talk to people in this industry, especially not just within statistics, but outside, you will see there are many open problems left for solving and many scope of application of very interesting statistical methods and beyond. We just talked about a machine learning one yesterday. Basically, you can do many fun, interesting things. It is a very exciting career. So if you want to find out more, stay tuned. Our 2021 Academy will happen, and hopefully we will continue seeing many of you. So that would be my message.
Thanks so much for that. And so just head over to the website and learn about this program. And then, yeah, if you're a statistician already in the pharmaceutical industry, reach out. Maybe you can help, or your company can help and be part of that. And if you're a student somewhere at a university that thinks about, maybe that is something that I should try out, then go there as well and register for the next ones coming up. Thanks so much, Duti and Kiki.
Thank you, Alexander.
Thank you, Alexandra, for the opportunity.
This show was created in association with PSI. Thanks to Rain, who helps with the show in the background, and thank you for listening. If you want to invest further in yourself, head over to theeffectivestatistician.com and learn more about all the different things, but especially about the currently available leadership program. It's only available for a short period of time, so act now. Reach your potential, lead great science, and serve patients. Just be an effective statistician.